What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Wisdom with the Willises. Let's go! Yes, sir, we are back. And you don't see Brenna if you're watching on YouTube right now. She's actually at work. And I'm pre-recording an episode so that we can release it to you next week. Or, I mean, I guess you'd be listening to this around Tuesday, Wednesday. Because, Lord willing, we will be in Orlando at Disney celebrating Isaiah's second birthday. It's crazy how fast time flies. He's almost two. Now, his actual birthday's in August, but we've got some other things going, so we have to celebrate early. But that's what we're up to. And so I wanted to be consistent and give you guys another episode for those of you who so graciously listen, tune in, and who may be even expecting us to release something. This is for you. This won't be a super long episode, I don't think, but as y'all heard in the last episode during my testimony, I have a tendency to make short stories long. But y'all bear with me. If you're listening in the car, I'll definitely get you about 20 miles down the road before you have to turn me off. But I'm just excited, man, to be back with you guys and to share some wisdom with you. So I thought it was so interesting that we started this platform. Obviously, we talked about so many other good things up to this point, but we have yet to hop into the book of Proverbs in the Bible. The book of Proverbs is the book of wisdom. Anything that you want to know about wisdom, you can find and you can learn in the book of Proverbs. So listen, if you're looking for wisdom, if you want to know anything about finances, about friendship, about relationships, about, you know, knowing the will of God, whatever it is, you can find, I guarantee you can find at least one verse in the book of Proverbs. So this morning I was thinking about what should I share, what's on my heart. And there was a few different things. I wanted to talk about friendship, and then I wanted to talk about being in the will of God. There's so many things on my mind, and as I was looking up verses about friendship, actually, I ended up on Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16, and there's so many verses in this book, in this specific chapter, rather, that are so good that I said, listen, I'm going to read it to you. So that's what you're about to get. Sometimes I can try and think of stuff on my own and make it sound good, make it sound sweet, you know, have those wow moments, but that's me trying to make myself sound good. You know what I mean? Sometimes what we need is just the good old-fashioned word of God. And it ain't even old-fashioned, really. Every time that you read it, you open it up, you can get something fresh and something new. So that's what I'm going to do, and we're just going to see what the Lord does. All right, so I'm going to give it to you straight like this. Proverbs chapter 16. I'm going to read it, the whole chapter. So if you haven't read a chapter in the Bible, you're going to listen to one today. Yes, sir. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. First chapter, it comes out of the gate just coming for our necks, bro. Listen, it says, we can make our own plans, but the Lord gives the right answer. People may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their motives. Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. The Lord has made everything for his own purposes, even the wicked for a day of disaster. The Lord detests the proud. They will surely be punished. Unfailing love and faithfulness make atonement for sin. By fearing the Lord, people avoid evil. When people's lives please the Lord, even their enemies are at peace with them. Better to have a little with godliness than to be rich and dishonest. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. The king speaks with divine wisdom. He must never judge unfairly. The Lord demands accurate scales and balances. He sets the standards for fairness. A king detests doing wrong, for his rule is built on justice. Sorry, I lost my track here. The king is pleased with words from righteous lips. He loves those who speak honestly. The anger of the king is a deadly threat. The wise will try to appease it. When the king smiles, there is life. His favor refreshes like a spring rain. How much better to get wisdom than gold, and good judgment than silver? The path of the virtuous leads away from evil. Whoever follows that path is safe. Pride goes before destruction, and haughtiness before a fall. I want to stop here just for a second, because many people have heard that verse and maybe they didn't even realize that it was a verse in the Bible. And usually you hear it something like this: pride goes before the fall, pride goes before a fall. And it's so true. I felt it necessary to stop right here, because a lot of times folks don't necessarily understand what pride is in the biblical sense, because we use the word pride in different ways. I mean, we have a whole pride month. We have, you know, as far as sports teams are concerned, Falcon pride, you know, fill in any NFL team and then add the word pride on the end. And there is, you know, celebration behind that. There's almost, the world almost sees it as a virtue to have pride. But the Bible speaks so clearly about pride and how God sees pride. The scripture here just says pride goes before destruction and haughtiness before a fall. And haughtiness is kind of just basically thinking that you're bigger than your britches, as they say, right? You're bigger than, you're bigger or better than the people around you, or you're bigger or better than doing a small mundane task. But what I want to say with pride is it's so dangerous, because a lot of times I feel like we don't understand what pride is. And pride, personally, this is my opinion, I've got some basis for this, but for the time being, just take this as my opinion. I believe pride and arrogance are two different things. I think pride, in its essence, says, I don't need you. Now, that manifests itself in many different ways, but the heart of pride says, I don't need you. Initially, the heart of pride says, number one, I don't need you in conversation with God. Not that a person's having conversation with God, but basically the heart of man is naturally inclined to say, I don't need you, God. And you can see that throughout scripture. You can see that in the day to day. We can see that in our own lives. When we get up in the mornings and we don't pray, we don't acknowledge the fact that we're in good health, that we woke up, that we have a house, that we have a car. Basically, we wake up and we go about our day. We've got things to do, but we refuse, or we maybe just forget to acknowledge that God is the one who allowed us to be here and do what we're doing. And so deeply rooted in that, and it could be even, not that people are aware of it, but deeply rooted in that is a heart of pride that says, God, I don't need you. God, I don't need you. But on the other side of that, pride is when we say, I don't need other people, right? Maybe my men can resonate with this with me, but there are times where we need a task to be done. And we know and we understand that the task would more than likely be done more efficiently, be done quicker, and be done probably safer if we had another pair of hands to help us. We had somebody else to help us. But as men, sometimes we don't like to wait on other people. We don't want to feel like we've got to rely on other people, because the truth of the matter is sometimes people don't care about stuff like we care about it. You know what I'm saying? And there are times, I must admit, where it feels like bringing another person in to help us with something could be more of a hindrance or more of a, you know, more time consuming than just trying to get it done ourselves. But I feel like, at least myself, I'll just talk about myself. There have been times where I've wanted to get something done quickly, so bad that I said, you know what, I'm going to figure out a way to do this thing myself. And there have been times where I have fallen off ladders. There have been times where I have broken things. There have been times where I have hurt myself, because if I'm really being honest, I had pride in my heart, and I was really saying, I probably should get some help, but I don't need help. That's what I said in my heart. And guess what? There are so many times that I fell. Just like the scripture says, it says pride goes before destruction, or other translation says pride comes before a fall. And a fall looks like many different things. A fall sometimes looks like a very, very wrong decision that you have to go back and suffer the consequences for. A fall sometimes looks like having to eat your words in a way. I don't know. But basically, pride is saying that I don't need you. Fill in the blank. Sometimes it can be the pride in saying in our hearts, we don't need God. Or like I mentioned, it could be the pride of us saying we don't need other people. But the truth is, we all need people. And y'all know this. I know we all, it's written in our hearts. We all need God. So I just felt like sharing that. I am going to continue reading through Proverbs 16, but I wanted to share that with you because pride is something that is plaguing so many lives right now. It's plaguing so many families, so many people's purposes, and their identity are arrested in this place of pride, because for many of us, we hate the fact that we need other people. And so we're going to try to get what we need to get done apart from other people. And sometimes we end up in cycles of just getting up, falling, because we have not invited other people into maybe what we need to get done, or inviting people in to lend a helping hand in some way, or a listening ear. But here we go. Proverbs chapter 16. We're going to keep going. Verse 19. It says, it's better to live humbly with the poor than to share plunder with the proud. Those who listen to instruction will prosper. Those who trust the Lord will be joyful. The wise are known for their understanding, and pleasant words are persuasive. Discretion is a life-giving fountain to those who possess it, but discipline is wasted on fools. Whew. We can have a whole podcast on discipline. Verse 23 says, from a wise mind comes wise speech. The words of the wise are persuasive. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. Fun fact, when Brent and I had just gotten together, we really weren't even dating. She reminded me of a bumblebee for whatever reason. And she reminded me of, you know, the big, like the cute little bumblebees that buzz around and pollinate everything. Her life just radiated joy and happiness. And I could see just the lives that she would touch by her just being who she was. And so I would call her Bumblebee. And for whatever reason, this everything around the beginning stages of our relationship revolved around me seeing her through the lens of a bumblebee and what she brought to the world, and what I was hoping that she could bring to my life too. She was sweet, she was kind, and a friend of mine and I, we had this idea to make her a shirt, and I was asking her to be my girlfriend at the time. And I have to give props to him, my guy LA. He helped me come up with this phrase on the shirt that said, "Will you be my honey?" Oh my gosh. Now some of y'all are like, "Oh my gosh, that's so corny." But listen, I was desperately trying to get this girl to love me. No, just kidding. But it was a fun experience. And I stopped at this verse because I felt led to add this verse to the back of that shirt. And again, it says, kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. And that's how I felt about her. Thankfully, she responded well to that. And we are married with one kid and another on the way. So things are going well. Praise be to God for that. But I thought that was a nugget just to let y'all know a little bit more about our history and some fun facts about us. Anywho, verse 25. It says, there is a path before each person that seems right, but it ends in death. Ooh. Listen, I told y'all I was going to try to get through this and not make a short story long. But there is just so many good nuggets of wisdom in this one chapter. It says, there is a path before each person that seems right, but it ends in death. Oh, my goodness. We've all seen the picture of the fork in the road, right? And there's this decision that people have to make. And they're like, wow, do I go this way? Do I go that way? Do I go left? Do I go right? Do I go down the dark alley? Or do I go down the valley that, or the place that has the flowers and the sunshine and all that stuff, right? And we've all seen stories where it looked like the best looking path, it was the one that led to death, and the path that looked the darkest was the one that was the safest, you know? So with that being said, sometimes people can be at these crossroads in their life where they're like, which path do I take? Where do I go? What do I do? Listen, the best thing that you can do is consult God with big decisions like that. When you find yourself at a crossroads in life, when you find yourself at a place where you're like, man, I just don't know where to go, the best thing that you can do is lay down your pride that says, I don't need anybody, I can make this decision on my own, and say, look, before I go any further, God, I need you. Help me make the right decision. And I guarantee you, God will show you. He will give you signs. He will give you inclinations. He will give you nudges. And something deep within you, if you're saved already, it's going to be the Holy Spirit living in you, will literally pull you, nudge you, urge you to go in the right direction, even if it does not look right. Because as the verse says, there is a way that looks right to a person, but that way can lead to death or could lead to something bad, right? So, nugget of wisdom there. Always consult God when you find yourself stuck in a decision, when you find yourself stuck with, you know, not knowing where to go. Okay. Verse 26. It is good for workers to have an appetite. An empty stomach drives them on. I think we can all, that's pretty self-explanatory. You ask me to go outside and cut the grass on an empty stomach, it's not going to be pretty. The scoundrels create trouble. Their words are a destructive blaze. A troublemaker plants seeds of strife. Gossip separates the best of friends. Gossip separates the best of friends. Violent people mislead their companions, leading them down a harmful path. With narrowed eyes, people plot evil. With a smirk, they plan their mischief. Gray hair is a crown of glory. It is gained by living a godly life. Shout out to our seasoned saints, our matured folks that listen to this podcast. I want that to minister to you right there. Verse 31 of Proverbs 16, gray hair is a crown of glory. It is gained by living a godly life. Do not be ashamed of that gray hair. You do not have to keep dyeing your hair. Let it come on. Let it come on. The word says it's a crown of glory. There's wisdom in that hair. There's wisdom in that gray. So don't be ashamed of your gray hair if you got it. I'm starting to get some gray hairs in my beard, and I'm not going to lie, I was a little depressed at first, but hey, little nuggets of wisdom in there. And I'm probably still going to dye mine if I have to. But y'all folks, if you're 50 plus, 45, you know, plus, don't be ashamed of that gray hair. It's a blessing. We got two verses left, and I'm going to let y'all go. I know y'all are probably like, man, when is Brenna getting back on this podcast? I can't deal with this guy. Listen, verse 32, better to be patient than powerful. Better to have self-control than to conquer a city. Verse 33 says, we may throw the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall. I want to pause here on these last two verses because they're so good. I just can't skip past these. Okay, verse 32. It says, better to be patient than powerful, better to have self-control than to conquer a city. Listen, anybody who has been walking with the Lord long enough understands that having self-control is a lot easier said than done. Now, a lot of times when people think about having self-control, they think about, you know, managing their anger, or they think about maybe not acting out in a sexual way or something like that, right? But having self-control could literally also be putting down that second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth slice of pizza or slice of cake. It could be literally having the self-control to say, hey, I'm full. This is probably all that I need. All of that to say, we can all find ourselves in a place where self-control is very, very difficult to exercise. And scripture says, look, it's better to have self-control than to conquer a city. There's so much to be said about that, because I feel like when it comes to doing anything that's pleasing to God, we can have a tendency in our natural state to want to put so much effort into what we're doing and to grind into, you know, like people say, get it out of the mud and just do all of this stuff for God. I'm going hard for God. People say all kinds of things, right? But having self-control, managing this, managing our desires, our wants, are the things that we feel like we need in a moment, is way more difficult than it seems. And the Lord is basically saying, I would rather you learn how to have self-control within your own body, right, than to expend all this energy and expend your resources trying to do something, you know, that you feel maybe is going to make me proud. Because we, as human beings, are his prized possession. For us to be sold out for him, to be, to really be united with him in spirit and just have his mind and care about what he cares about, that is what God desires most for us. So another nugget there. And lastly, verse 33 says, we may throw the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall. I think there's something to be said about that as well, because there are many times where we have to take risks, we have to move in faith, and we don't necessarily know how things are going to end. The word says it. We can throw them, we can try it, we can take a step, we can move around, we can shift this, shake that, whatever, but the Lord is going to determine how the chips fall. And my encouragement to you is to trust in the Lord's goodness. Because many times, if we don't trust in God and his goodness, when we try to make moves in our lives, we can end up manipulating or try to manipulate situations in our favor, not knowing that maybe what God actually wants is for things to go the opposite way, because he sees things in the future that we can't see. He sees things that are bigger than our comprehension in a moment. And so trust in the faithfulness of God. You know, don't be stagnant. Don't sit there and just, you know, like my dad used to say, sit there like a bump on a log. But make faith moves. Make a move that you feel in your heart that maybe God has put in your heart to do or to say or whatever. And then trust him that when you throw them dice, the Lord is going to determine how they fall. And sometimes you're going to get, you know, I don't even know any dice terms. I was going to try and throw some out there. I don't know any dice terms. But maybe it'll work out in your favor. Who knows? But ultimately, trust in God. Listen, I'm so glad that I made it through this without this being a whole hour long, because I can talk. I talk about Brenna. I say, yeah, Brenna can talk, yeah. But this guy right here can talk too. But I appreciate your time. I value your time. I value just the fact that you listen, that you tune in. We appreciate you so, so very much. And ultimately, man, I kind of miss Brenna on here. She's so good. She just adds that soft touch to everything and just brings everything together. So I miss her, but she'll be back the next week, hopefully. And just to give you some updates, we are hoping to have some friends of ours on the podcast sharing their story. We're going to talk about leadership. We're going to talk about anxiety. We're going to talk about sexual struggles. We're going to talk about all types of stuff, things that you don't want to miss. And you're going to hear from more than just us, because one of the wisest things that you can do is get wisdom from other people too. So with that being said, we're going to end here. As always, if this blessed you, share it with somebody. Like, subscribe if you haven't on YouTube. Subscribe, hit that notification bell so you don't miss anything that we post. We're going to post things throughout the week so that you're always getting content. And pray for us. Pray for us. You know, when we start doing stuff like this, it doesn't come easy. Not everybody is happy, but people who tune in and support us really make the difference. Every comment, every word of encouragement really helps us a lot, and we appreciate that and value it very, very much. So listen, we love you. Thank you again for your support, and tune in again next week for another episode. Peace.